Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz, editor-in-chief of Payments Journal. Today, we're talking about contactless payments, how they work, why they're important, how secure they are, and why younger consumers, more so than their older cohorts, are gravitating towards this form of payment. Today's guests, Suresh Saxena, co-founder and strategist at Chargeback Gurus, and Dan Keyes, senior analyst of merchant services at Javelin Strategy and Research, discuss the current state of contactless payments, how the pandemic accelerated adoption, and why merchants should be equipped, especially as consumer demand increases. Suresh and Dan, it's so great to have you with us today. Suresh, can you kick things off for us and speak to how contactless payments really work?
Absolutely. So the way contactless payments are normally working is you can tap the card. That's one way. Actually, there is a small device and you have actually contactless cards. You would see actually an icon in your credit card. So you can walk up to the store, they'll give the device and you can just tap it. That's actually one way of doing it. Another one is actually you also have a QR code where you can actually just scan the QR code and then you can pay for it. That's another way. And then if they have actually Apple Pay installed or Google Pay installed, then you can actually, you know, pay using Apple Pay or Google Pay. And interestingly enough, right now Stripe has introduced actually a new payment method where it's a software and you can actually install the software on your phone. And the guy actually who has got an Apple Pay, all they have to do is just actually touch their phone and automatically the money gets transferred. So these are the most common ways contactless payment methods are becoming more common right now. And pandemic was actually a perfect scenario, right? Where we don't want to talk to anybody. We don't want somebody to touch your credit cards. So contactless payments became even more prevalent. And a lot of merchants were insisting to go with the contactless payment. So during the pandemic, the contactless payment method and the transactions really skyrocketed. And now it has become a way of life right now.
I think it's really worth noting kind of the pandemic's effect. I remember thinking, you know, just before the pandemic happened, in the US, contactless payments were starting to gain a little bit of steam, but they were not nearly as popular as they were overseas. And they're starting especially gained a little bit of traction with transit payments. I remember thinking and writing at the time that something else would need to happen to really, you know, juice adoption and drive interest in contactless payments. And unfortunately, the pandemic really did that because it forced people to really consider this other option that's really very convenient. People just didn't really want to change how they were paying because, you know, people get very set in their ways. But when given new importance to kind of set, you know, avoid touching services and limiting contact, became very popular very quickly. And now, and it doesn't really seem like it's going to be stopping anytime soon.
We've definitely seen that adoption, especially in our end. And I know with contactless payment security certainly top of mind. So how secure are contactless payments?
They actually are encrypted transactions because the merchant do not get to see the credit card number when you're tapping it versus somebody actually inserting it or they're entering it. When you insert, you get to see the first six digit and last four, but on a contactless, it's truly encrypted, especially when you're using Apple Pay or Google Pay and contactless payments. It's one of the best methods to adapt on a fraud that's happening on the retail store. When I walk into a retail store, sometimes you see people actually typing in the credit card number, which is not the safest way, but contactless are truly secure because the data on the credit card is truly transmitted through encryption, and that is the maximum protection you can have, like a chip insert. When you're inserting a chip, it's truly encrypted and it's very challenging to break the code. And that has become reduced a lot of fraud on the retail store, and it's same equivalent on the contactless payment as well.
I think, you know, merchants are extremely aware of that at this point. I do think consumers are not fully aware that contactless payments are, you know, just as safe as chip or safer depending on the situation. You know, consumers often don't know about card skimming and they certainly didn't used to before the transfer over to chip. And I think that, you know, contactless payments can feel a little bit intangible and a little bit like someone could hack into your phone if you're using a mobile wallet. It, of course, is actually still extremely safe, but I think that some consumers just don't know, so there's room for education there, but I think that in general, they're extremely secure and a really beneficial payment option.
So we've touched upon the security element of it, and we've seen that adoption is really accelerating, but kind of getting a pulse on how consumers feel about it, what is the comfort level like? What are you seeing out there?
Well, if you look at the younger crowd, right, they are actually more open to paying through smartphones, paying through actually Apple Watches, their smartwatches. So they're very comfortable adapting to new technology because that's the way they were born. They were born with smartphones and, you know, they're born with technology. So it's easy for them to adapt. But as and when you move into the, you know, the middle market, which is the people who are actually anywhere between in the 50s or 60s, and then we have the senior crowd beyond 65. Those are the crowd actually who are late adapters. They need to see more people using it in order harder for them to adapt to that. And we see a lower adaptation on the, you know, people who are middle age and then people who are seniors. So, but the younger crowd, I have seen a lot of people actually using that because it saves you time as well. You don't have to actually take your wallet. You don't need to carry the wallet. And I was very amazed. A lot of actually youngsters, they don't carry credit card. Everything is actually on their mobile wallet right now. And I saw one person walking to a smoothie shop and they said, do you take Apple Pay? The guy said, no. And this person said, I don't have a credit card. I said, everything is in my wallet. If you don't accept Google Pay, then I cannot do business. You know, for a lot of merchants, there is still a significant amount of younger crowd who are actually adapting to this technology. And you don't want to miss on those experience. You don't want to miss on those customers. So it is not actually a like to have, it is a must have for all the merchants to have actually contactless payment and also adapt to Apple Pay and Google Pay. And another element that I've seen, one point, Daniel, another element that I've seen is contactless payment is also considered card present transaction. So it provides immense security to the merchant because the liability falls on the issuers on the fraud dispute. So it works in your benefit to accept more and more card present transactions.
Absolutely. I think on the older crowd, I think it's interesting. I think one, obviously a lack of familiarity and being used to pay a certain way is part of why they may be slower to adopt contact payments. I think another aspect is kind of the inconsistency of experience in stores. You know, from one store to another, if you swipe a credit card, it's pretty much the same experience every time, or even use a chip. But you might, when you're tapping, a lot of the different terminals have different readers in different positions. They look different. You're not sure where you're tapping, especially if it's a phone versus a card. It can really vary what you're reaching for, as opposed to just like, well, there's a spot where I swipe my card or where I insert my card. Obviously, each provider is going to have different terminals and so on. But the more familiarity, consistency, I think, can help bring in older consumers. And as far as younger consumers goes, I think you hit it right on the head. Because they're using mobile wallets, if not exclusively, more often than older consumers, there's only natural they're going to use contactless more and more as they grow more and more reliant on mobile wallets in the years to come.
It's not surprising that, you know, consumers will walk away if their preferred method isn't there for them to pay for goods and services. You touched upon the fact that, you know, younger consumers do lean more towards contactless payments compared to older cohorts. But can you speak more to like what we're kind of seeing in this generational shift and essentially what merchants can learn from younger consumers and their want for these advanced like payment methods?
The younger generation, they actually like to have minimal friction. They like to have less number of steps to get what they want or do what they want. The more you make it actually challenging for them, the more you increase friction, chances are they're going to take their business elsewhere because they are actually well-informed buyers. They know what the market is offering. They know what can make their life easy. And when they go to a shop, they expect the merchant to adapt to that. Because we live in the Amazon world right now. For example, Whole Foods is one of the early adapters for actually, you know, tap payments and contactless payments. It's because they understand there is a big crowd who is also actually aware of good spending. They spend money on good things, which is Whole Foods is expensive. They wanted to spend money on it because they get good materials and good ingredients. And you see most of them are younger crowd. You also see there. So what we have seen is the younger crowd is always looking for a frictionless lifestyle, whether it is even actually opening a doorbell, right? People don't use keys. You see a lot of younger generations. I have seen a place where there is an apartment complex. They target only youngsters and all the doors are keypads. And I asked them, what happened to the traditional keys? They said, no, the younger crowd doesn't want keys because they might lose the key and it's a friction. They love keypads. So there is keypad actually. So the world is adapting to the needs of the younger crowd because this is a new demographics, which oftentimes it's untapped, right? Because if you are a traditional merchant, they don't target the younger crowd immediately. They target the traditional customers who are coming in, but whoever is adapting to the technology, that is an attractive factor for the youngsters to come. So I think that is an incentive for merchants to adapt to these technologies because that is the crowd you wanted to attract. They are the ones going to workforce. They are the ones who are very open to spending money on things they like. And this is a gateway. You know, you got to make their life easy.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they're going to increasingly become the dominant generation and you need to make emergency to make sure they cater to their needs. I do think it's worth emphasizing that merchants should really be prioritizing mobile wallet acceptance. And again, just making it very easy, making it clear that obviously accepting Apple Pay, Google Pay, et cetera, is a good baseline, but making it very clear that you do, making it very easy to use those in store. It has to be a top priority because that's how a lot of the consumers want to pay and will continue to want to pay. And so building the experience with them in mind is, it should absolutely be a strategy for the time being.
We've spoken a lot about removing the friction also at the checkout process. Do we expect anything, any developments, or what are you seeing for the remaining 12 to 18 months in terms of the contactless payment space?
So if you look at countries like China, right, and Europe too, they are actually far, far advanced when it comes to making the checkout process very simple. Prior to actually the person coming in the store, they actually don't even expect people to come to the checkout line and then tap it. They have mobile wallets where when you put an item, you add to your cart and it's all added to your phone. And then by the time actually you come out, it's already paid and you move out, and they eliminate the friction very carefully, because these are the countries actually, especially India as well, there is a lot of younger demographics. And as we said, they think about what is the friction that's happening in their day-to-day lifestyle. And every merchant is looking at how can I reduce friction there. And India was at one time considered a cash society, where a lot of cash is moving. But now the average population is moving towards more of a cashless society. They actually send payments through peer-to-peer. And with the tap of the button, I see more and more people. And when I go to India, because we have our back office operations there, the younger crowd do not carry credit card. And when I ask them, why is it you guys don't carry credit card? They say like, you know, I have my mobile app and I just pay through my app and it's a wallet that I pay, so I don't need to carry the card. They don't even carry cash anymore. Even a small store has got contactless payment. And I believe that in the US, we have been a little bit slower in the adaptation. It's because we get used to certain style, right? And the younger demographics is still smaller when compared to the middle-aged crowd and then the senior crowd. But I think actually that is going to change, as Daniel rightly pointed, right? That is going to be the dominant population. And we have to get used to that quick so that we can actually capitalize on that market.
Absolutely. I think one thing that I'm keeping an eye on for the near future is the rise of mobile point of sale technology. Mobile point of sale technology being when it allows a merchant to accept contactless payments only via just a standard smartphone. They download an app, and then a few different providers are doing this where you can accept payments. So instead of obviously consumers wanting to pay with contactless, that means merchants could only accept contactless, which that's more for small businesses that don't want to invest in a large terminal product and want to keep it very low cost. But you know, contactless will only get more popular if there are certain merchants who only accept contactless via card or mobile wallet. It already exists. I think that as it becomes much more widely distributed and more widely adopted, I think that contactless become more popular because it becomes the default and even the exclusive option at certain merchants. Just like, you know, years ago, you know, maybe someone didn't accept credit cards, you had to pay in cash, and it still happens from time to time. There will be places that only accept contactless, and that will only make contactless go further.
Absolutely. And one aspect that I thought about right now was also pandemic has made it very easy for even non-traditional online businesses to go online. You know, if you look at the grocery stores right now, Instacart became an instant hit because pandemic helped them really. And I see a lot of not only younger crowd, but the middle-aged crowd adapting to Instacart right now, because they thought, you know what, that reduces friction. I don't need to get in the car. I don't need to go to the grocery. If you look at the highest foot traffic places traditionally is the grocery stores, because it's a necessity. People want to go and buy groceries. But if you look at it right now, the foot traffic on retail stores, especially grocery stores, it's reducing significantly. I see that most of the aisles being empty. And you see more and more actually people driving their car and they are ordering over the mobile phone and they are actually picking the grocery items. That's actually increasing. I've seen even the store closer to my house, the lanes were only 3, but now they have adapted to 8 lanes. It's because there is an increasing popularity of people actually buying over the phone, and they wanted to be delivered to their car. And I think in the future, as and when the frictionless is adapting more, the foot traffic on the retail stores is going to reduce significantly, because the younger crowd, they do not want to go do traditional shopping. They're used to buying online. And I see that shift happening on a major level, whether it is clothing, whether it is groceries. I believe that that shift is actually coming.
I think that's a great point.
Suresh and Dan, thank you so much for your insights and perspective. I remember seeing a stat from Visa recently that 4 out of 10 consumers are willing to walk away from a purchase if they're required to use a physical payment method. So hearing from you both the importance of contactless payments and why it's so critical today really puts things in perspective. Thank you both again, and we hope to have you back on soon.